The only ones missing, so far as they could tell, were the ones about them, assuming King had gone ahead and written them.
Jake checked the copyright pages, but there were few obvious holes. That might mean nothing, however, because he had written so much.
Susanna inquired of Nigel, who said he had never seen any books by Stephen King concerning Roland of Gilead or the Dark Tower. Then, having said so, he twisted his head viciously to the left and counted off in French, this time all the way to 10. "Still," Eddie said after Nigel had retired, clicking and clacking and clucking his way out of the room, "I bet there's a lot of information here we could use. Roland, do you think we could pack the works of Stephen King and take them with us?"
"Maybe," Roland said. "But we won't. They might confuse us."
"Why do you say so?"
Roland only shook his head.
He didn't know why he said so, but he knew it was true.
4.
The Arc 16 Experimental Station's nerve center was 4 levels down from the extraction room, the kitchen, and Nigel's study. One entered the control suite through a capsule-shaped vestibule. The vestibule could only be opened from the outside by using 3 ID slides, one after the other. The piped-in muzak on this lowest level of the Fetic Dogon sounded like Beatles tunes as rendered by the Comatose String Quartet. Inside the control suite were over a dozen rooms, but the only one with which we need concern ourselves was the one filled with TV screens and security devices. One of these latter devices ran a small but vicious army of hunter-killer robots equipped with sneeches and laser pistols. Another was supposed to release poison gas, the same kind Blaine had used to slaughter the people of Ludd in the event of a hostile takeover, which, in the view of Mordred Duchesne, had happened.